Welcome to the Align Angle. I'm Mona Pearl, and I'm here with the executive team from Align for this podcast. A couple of weeks ago, we asked you all to send us some questions. This one is from Shannon and Casper. She wants to know, how important is coaching / mentoring and why? So today we want to talk about coaching and mentoring and why they're important aspects of the 21st century workplace. Jody, you jumped right in and made sure that we had good definitions of both coaching and mentoring. Can you give us a definition of each of those?
Coaching is an ongoing process to make sure your employees can be successful in their job. So it's a development, and not just in the skills of the job, but those soft skills as well, in communication and teamwork. Mentoring, on the other hand, is developing a relationship with someone who goes beyond coaching. It's more about questions and answers and digging deeper into their development long term in whatever career or secondary career that they might be considering. A mentor isn't giving them prescription of what they exactly need to do, but instead asking them questions and helping them make contacts in the community or the organization or both. It's, again, more of a long-term relationship, where coaching I see more in the, you know, employee supervisor role.
If you think about the specific term coach, you know, we all see coaches in sports teams, and they coach very specific skills, and I think that translates into the workplace as well. Coaches are trying to work with employees on specific skills, on developing specific things. Mentors may be a little broader.
So my next question then is, have coaching and mentoring replaced managing and supervising employees?
I would say no, they haven't replaced it, because there comes a time when you have to manage and supervise and you're no longer in a coaching mode.
I'd use the sports analogy that coaching is part of the toolkit that you're using as a manager, but just like a coach in a sport, at some point in time, no matter how much teaching you've done, that player isn't going to make it. You have to cut them from the team. So that big part of the toolkit you use.
I think there's broader pieces to managing than just coaching. I think I agree with the concept that coaching is a tool in the management toolkit. Management also includes workflow. It includes working across variety of people. It may be helping manage a number of people working together. I think there's broader pieces to management, regardless of if it's positive or negative. Coaching, to me, is just one of the tools in that toolkit.
What would you say to a manager, a supervisor, an organizational leader that thinks he or she is ready to begin to add coaching to their toolbox?
I think asking a lot of questions can be really helpful in knowing what outcomes you're looking for, but helping understand them, the employee, understand what you're expecting, and then trying to find out why things are not working or what you can do to help and how things can improve, really helping them see what differences there can be. It's a good first step.
So it's making a conscious decision. I'm going to try the coaching method, which is using a lot of questions. Saying to Kathy, so notice you're struggling to do the number of phone calls that we expect you to do every day. Can you tell me about what's going on? Listen to Kathy and then say, why do you think that is? Listen to Kathy and say, why do you think that is? You know, begin to let her help herself by coaching the issues out of her. Accurate? Am I on the right track?
Yeah, I also think coaching can help give answers as well, but I think starting with asking the questions and helping them come to their own solutions is probably the easiest in the long run.
I think coaching oftentimes involves identifying those strengths and weaknesses as well with the employee, and having them, not you tell them, but having them help identify that as well. But a lot of the coaching is, you know, ends up being on communication and teamwork, and how do I work with my coworkers, and how do I balance the tasks for the day? Helping them identify things that they may be saying to their coworkers that comes across differently than what they mean. Mm-hmm. I find myself a lot of time, that's the kind of coaching, is finding different words, finding different ways to relate each other, and growing in your position as well as in your profession as an individual. And so, again, helping them identify where their challenges are and giving them ideas. You know, you may say it this way, but it's heard a different way. Communication's always an issue.
So I may say to Kathy, can you tell me what you think's going on that you aren't making the number of phone calls we expect? And she says it's because Susie across the way is giving me fits. Why do you think Susie is giving you fits? It's the way she talks to me. Well, how about the way you talk to Susie? Mm-hmm. That's where you're headed, right?
Right.
Are the best mentors also inside our workplace, or are they outside our workplace?
I think they could be either one, but I think mentoring takes a slightly different role, and Jody really touched on that with that relationship building. It's really trying to help you grow as a person in general. It may not be in specific tasks, it may be in your career or in your life, and mentors, you know, play sort of a broader role than the manager or the coach in your office. Doesn't mean they can't be the same person sometimes. But
I like using the term role model. Most of us are fortunate enough that one of our first mentors are our parents. I agree that it can be in the workplace where somebody performs both functions. A lot of times, though, it may be somebody that's outside your organization that you've met for a variety of reasons that go back to just kind of find out what is the meaning of life, if you will. How do I get through these hard times I'm having? Or where should I maybe go to figure out how to solve this problem because I'm not getting an answer from people that are more formally involved with my work process.
Thank you for listening to The Align Angle.